Next up, we're going to have Mario talking to us about playing with Cube using Podman.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, everyone. So my name is Mario. I recently joined the Podman team at Red Hat, so a few months ago. And today I'm going to talk about something that I didn't know before joining the team, something that I think it's interesting, especially if you use Kubernetes and you may not like to have to set up clusters often. So let's start. This is the agenda. We'll briefly talk about Podman, Kubernetes pods, and then Podman kubeplay. That is the Podman command that is actually the main topic of the talk. So first of all, let's briefly talk about Podman. So we are, as FOSDEM, container room. I don't think we need to talk too much, do an introduction about Podman, so I'm not going to do that. I assume that most of the people know what Podman is. I'm just going to provide some information. So it has been released in 2018 for the first time, and then it's mostly maintained by engineers from Red Hat. We have a lot of contributions, but the maintainers are mainly Red Hatters. But recently, so a few months ago, we have proposed to have Podman as a CNCF project, and a few weeks ago it has been accepted. So this is also because we want, we think that in a vendor-neutral organization, Podman may grow more. We may have more companies contributing. We don't want for that to be the only that is governing the project. So now a few commands of Podman just to try if my slides are actually working and also to talk about Podman briefly. So this is just a few commands. The first command that I run to reset to make sure that the next command will actually work. So I'm cleaning up all my containers. Let me make it a little bit. Yeah. Then I will just run a container, just the HTTPD image, okay. And to make sure that it's working, I'm actually going to run curl. And yeah, it looks like it works. So these system slides, so I will use it, and these are actually commands that are executed on my machine. That's a Linux machine. So let's talk about Kubernetes pod now. Reality is that even if we like to do Podman run and to actually manage containers with Podman or other containers engines, we usually have to deal with those YAMLs and to run to test our applications using pods definition or deployment, etc. And the problem of that is that you need to find a cluster. So either you run Minikube on or kind locally, or you need to actually provision a cluster. Those procedures may be daunting, especially if somebody hasn't been doing that a lot. Also, having Minikube close to Podman or to Docker on your laptop may start things. You start having a lot of virtual machine if you are running that on macOS or on Windows. So the idea is we would like to take those definition of those objects, Kubernetes objects. In this case, it's a pod. And there are a bunch of containers defined here. Let me show it fully. So a first container that is a Redis container. A second container is the web application. And then there is also a volume. So this is something that usually I test with kubectl apply, right? So the idea is that with with Podman, we should be able to actually take the definition of those objects and run them locally on the machine. So in a sort, Podman is translating that YAML in local containers. So that's the command Podman kubeplay. So let's do a demo. So first of all, let me clean. I'm cleaning containers. I'm cleaning also volumes. And now I'm going to run kubeplay. The pod YAML is exactly the same pod YAML that I showed before. Okay, and if we make it, bigger, you can see that there is actually a podman output shows that there is a pod that has been created, and then two containers. The two containers are the containers we are familiar with, so the two containers that were defined here. And the pod is actually an object that podman, so it's another container that actually, we call it infrastructure container, that set up the namespaces and C groups for the other containers that will actually be executed. So the little difference is that to support the pod object, we need to start first an infrastructure container that does nothing, meaning that it doesn't run workloads, but is actually setting up namespaces and C groups so that those can be reused by the containers that will be added to the pod. So if we do now a podman ps, let's see what we have. So we have a first, I'm just showing